بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى والوزن يومئذ الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى فأما من ثقلت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم وبالوالدين وبالأقربين وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون صدق الله العظيم. میرے بھائی دوست اور بزرگوں, الحمدللہ yesterday also we got سبق of بخاری شریف. In morning time also, and day after Asar also, in Madrasa Talimuddin, and very, very famous kitab, Last Bab of Bukhari Sharif, Alhamdulillah, we listen here and there also, Bab Qawlillahi Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa nada'u al-mawazin al-qist. Now you are thinking again, Dars of Bukhari sister. Yeah, but don't take any tension, just few important points. Bab qawlillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa nada'u al-mawazin al-qist. Alhamdulillah, now I recite many ayat-e-kareema from para 17 also, and para 8 also, and para 30 from Suratul Qariyah, and para 5, Kunu Qawwamina Bilqist Shuhada Alillah. And what is the meaning Bilqist Shuhada Alillah? Very, very necessary. Any problem you got, very, very necessary to make insaf. Al-Adla. Message of Imam Bukhari Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Many things. But from many things, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned, necessary, our intention also is correct, and any problem is come out between ulama, between awam, between husband and wife, between father and his son, between mother and her son, but Quran says, "Kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada lillah." Sometime between son-in-law and mother-in-law, and sometime daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. But Quran says, "Kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada lillah." Just few example how important we make insaf, and we don't change our intention also. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi brought first riwayat, innama al-amalu bin niyyat. Ulama is mentioned, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddis also, great mufassir also. But what the great muhaddis and great mufassir, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, great businessmen also. Not Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi mulla sahab, maulvi sahab. No. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi great muhaddis also and mufassir also. And what the muhaddis and mufassir, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, great businessman also. One of his friends, he came to make mulaqat with Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. And they were sitting in sitting room. And sometime, everybody knows, when we got extra goods in our house, then we can put one corner of house. Anyway, friend of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi came. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi visit, talk to him. Then suddenly his friend asked Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, what you put in that in corner? Big rule also. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said, just this morning, mashallah, so of material come from China, from Germany, from Japan, from Hong Kong. So of material. Maybe on this time also Basra, Kufa anyway, but I mention China because everybody knows China more. And everybody knows the Hong Kong also. The Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi give example. I give example. He say, no, alhamdulillah, yesterday is came. That is the meaning. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi business, not only local, but import also and export also. That is Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Then his friend asked Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, you want to sell this one? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, I got intention to sell. Then he asked, how much, Hazrat? Then Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, I can't tell you final answer now. But my intention, if I get 5,000 dirham, I can give it to him. Then he say, I got 5,000 cash, not credit also. And not check also. Because sometimes check is not right. Signature is not right. He say, I got cash money, Hazrat. He say, no, inshallah, leave it now. I tell you tomorrow morning, some way. Oh, inshallah, I phone you tomorrow morning anytime. After 10 o'clock or maybe after 11 o'clock. Just look at tension, intention of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. Anyway, second morning, one of another friend is came. And like he was busy, talk thus and thus. And he also asked Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat, you want to sell? If you want to sell, I give you 10,000. Take 10,000 same time and cash and you can take it. If I am in place of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, then we say we drink cold drink day after, first give money. And by take this goods and put on his baki. Before maybe his mind is changed. But Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, no, I don't want to sell. So one of family member, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi told, Hazrat, last night your friend, he want to give 5,000. And this one, he want to give 10,000. Why you refuse? But Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, he is got right. He can bring this hadith in Bukhari Sharif number 1. Ye Imam Bukhari ka haq hai. اور یہ امام بخاری کا مقام ہے کہ ان کو یہ حدیث لانا چاہیے. مجھے یہ حدیث پڑھنے کی اجازت نہیں, مجھے یہ حدیث نہیں بیان کرنا چاہیے. امام بخاری کا رائٹ ہے, ہی گوٹ رائٹ, ہی کین رائٹ فرس حدیث. امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ سے ایکچولی مائی فرینڈ وین ہی آسک می لاسٹ نائٹ اینڈ آئی سے 5,000 اینڈ ہی گیٹ ریڈی آلسو اینڈ ہی گیون ٹو گیو 5,000 کیش, that time actually I make niyat, I give it to him. But I just take some time and I tell him, I give you final answer. But actually I got tension from that time. Now I can't change for 5,000 dirham my intention. And he said, I don't want to give it, but I give it to this person. And he never take 10,000, but he take 5,000. And last night friend is come, then he is give it to him. And what is our condition? Not 5,000. If we get five, then more. He said, yeah, sorry, I give it, I tell you last night and phone also. Okay, I got these goods, I give it to you. But no, sorry man, his talk is finished. His talk is not finished, niyat is finished. His talk is not finished, but niyat is finished. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Actually, I want to mention something. Mawazin al-qist. But carry on, no problem. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this story I did two kitab. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Everybody knows who's Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The son of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Passed away 74 after the hijrah. That is Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hajj 60 hajjatan. He make hajj 60 times. And Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa'atamara alfa umratin. Make umrah 1,000 times. Wa'ataka alfa abdin. And he make freedom 1,000 slaves. That is Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, like I mentioned, I read his story two kitab. One kitab, Kashkol. Kashkol. The many of his students, they doesn't know what is the meaning Kashkol. He say, what meaning Kashkol? Ye baul mujhe de do, baul. Where is my Huzaifa lesson? What meaning for Kashkol? You know, the beggar people, they got like this. They put roti also inside, mutton karai also inside, and chana dal also inside, mug dal also inside. If somebody give banana, he put banana also inside. That is this kashkol. Kashkol meaning one bowl, but different thing inside. One kitab, but different type of topic. That is this kashkol. Yeah. So that is this kashkol. There are many, many of our akabirin, buzrugan, din, they wrote name and kashkol. One ustad in Darul Ulum Falahi Daren, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab. Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab, one is in Pakistan, Naqshbandi, and here Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab passed away 2010 in Gujarat, and first janaza namaz took place in Baroda, and day after his dead body, take to his village, near the Indore, and second janaza namaz also is there, and buried Maulana there. And Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab teach in Farai Darul Ulum more than 42 years time. Maulana is came in Farai Darain 1967, and passed away 2010. That is meaning, plus minus, Maulana teach in Farai Darain till 42 years time. The Maulana wrote two kitab, Kashkol volume number 1 and Kashkol volume number 2. These two kitab. Maulana also is mentioned, but I want to try, I find out what is the story of Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, some Arabic kitab also. Then my son, Mawli Tayyab, when he went to Hajj, then I tell, I find out any some kitab, from Makkah Mukaddama and bring. Then he bring one kitab, Rawai al-Qarani. Rawai, Rai'atun. Jama'u Rai'atun. And Rai'atun meaning very, very beautiful thing. And al-Qarani, Qarani meaning not always al-Qarani. But al-Qarani, this writer, his surname actually is Qarani. That's why he put name of kitab also, Rawai al-Qarani. So I find out both places. In Urdu also, Alhamdulillah, in Arabic language also, Rawai al-Qarani. What I am trying to explain to, innama al-amalu bin niyat. Intention is very, very important. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, heenama yatufu hawla al-bayt. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, he was busy making tawaf to Kaaba. Like I mentioned, he make umrah for 1,000 times. Then one young person came to Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when I read this story, I laugh also, this ajeeb man. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu making tawaf. Then one young came to Abdullah bin Umar And Hazrat, I want to talk you something, man. He said, bhai, now I am doing tawaf, man. Achha, abhi aur ek qissa yaad aaya. One another story also is come out. But leave it this one. We'll finish up this one first. Anyway. Then Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala no making tawaf and he came and said, Hazrat, I want to talk to you. He said, bhai, wait, man. When I finished my tawaf, then you can talk. He said, no, very important. Why? Because tawaf time, when he making tawaf, heart is very soft. Alright. If you want to ask anything, he gives to same time. Because very good chant. Like collection people also say, ke bhai, so that is good time for collection? Oh, not good time. He say, no, no, alhamdulillah, good time. Then we can go and ask him. So he say, mashallah, very, very good time. Haram also, Kaabatullah also, thousands of people, and mashallah, good environment also, good mahol also. He came to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, Hazrat, I heard, mashallah, you got one of your daughter, and she also very pious also. I want to marry with her, man. Rabbi, you bring purpose now, tawaf time, man? Eh? Maybe you got mentally problem, take to Peter Marysburg Hospital. Eh? Like somebody making namaz, and after namaz, say, bhai, Hazrat, I heard you got some daughter or sister I want to marry. So you brought pros in i'tikaf time, man? 27 night of in Qadr. But Abdullah bin Umar never said nothing. Yeah, that is the character of Abdullah bin Umar. And Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he say very beautifully, but Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, like, you know, normally in our society, community also say, hey, bhai, you got some daughter, sister, new qualified from yesterday in our masjid, he went somewhere, he said, bhai, mashallah, I qualified yesterday, and I want to marry your sister and daughter. He said, bhai, Maulana Jalsa is finished yesterday, wait little, but فَانْتَزِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَزِرِينَ We'll see later, inshallah ta'ala. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, it is okay, he never shout. مَا عَنَّفَهُ وَلَا شَدَّدَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا غَدِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَكِنْ تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ لَيَّنَةٍ Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala never became angry also, never shout also, but talk soft way, sweet way, nice way. And what he say? Nanzuru fi ma ba'du. And what is the translate? Nanzuru fi ma ba'du in South Africa? We'll see later on. We'll see later on. Because she also now is girls' madrasa, man. You with Maulana? All right. Nanzuru fi ma ba'du. This is written, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ma wa'ada. وَلَكِنْ شِبَهَ الْوَعْدِ الله أكبر ننظر في ما بعده عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه say we'll see later on that's why he say عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه never promised this young but he say we'll see later on but ulama is written that is not promise but like promise then is very And farakun daqiq one. Farakun daqiq one. Never totally is promise, but like promise. This is why I say, Rawaya al-Qarani, annahu ma ba'ada, walakin shibah al-ba'di. Not properly promise, but like promise. Anyway, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, nanzuru fi ma ba'du. Already you give me your contact number, man. And then he give all contact number. My house number, this. And mobile also 3, MTN also, all right, Chelsea also, Vodacom also, he's never get this through, he can try to this also, And last one, take my email address also, three, four. Like in our time, our student is qualified, and second day card is coming. Yeah, Mufti Saab. Yeah, contact number one, contact number two. Contact number 3, contact number 4, and they return also, talk to me. But before talk to me, please, I make an appointment. You can't take appointment. Allahu Akbar. And our Akabirin, they haven't got any appointment also. Mufti Kifayatullah Sahab, Rahimahullahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, passed away 1952 in Delhi. Mufti Sayyid Sahab wrote about Mufti Kifayatullah Sahab. How great Mufti, Kifayatul Mufti's kitab, and very, very famous kitab, Ta'limul Islam. Baqamat kehtar, baqimat behtar. Sometimes small thing, but very valuable. This Ta'limul Islam kitab, very small, but very, very valuable. Maqbool in the nas, narju min Allah ta'ala, maqboolun inda Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every single Muslim child, they read all four parts of Ta'limul Islam. The Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Mufti Sayyid Sahib give one talk, a very, very famous town in Meerut, and gathering of ulama-i-kiram. And this talk they printed also, ek aham khitab ulama-i-kiram se. I read whole bayan of Mufti Sayyid Sahib. He is mentioned on this bayan, who is Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib? Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib, his house also very, very simple. Even Mufti Sahib, he haven't got toilet also in the house. When toilet time is coming, then Mufti Sahib take lota. You know, lota in toilet. And Mufti Sahib going outside of house quite far. And say, Mufti Sahib actually, he want to go to toilet. And lota also inside. On the way, somebody is came. And say, Hazrat, I want to ask some masla, man. I want to ask some masla. Then Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib say, bhai, I want to go toilet. He say, yeah, you can go toilet, no problem, but I want to ask masla. He say, all right, bhai, what you want masla? Then he give paper to Mufti Sahib. That is his paper, write on the paper. And Mufti Sahib saw, all right, come. Put lota one side, Mufti Sahib sat that side, and he got pen also. And he said, put paper on the like this, and same time give answer. Okay, then, istihzarun ajeebun gharibun jiddan. All the juz'iyat, like yesterday I also mentioned, all the masail, Mufti Sahib say, computer is offline. My computer, toilet time also can't give offline. And same time give answer. And he teaches Bukhari Sharif in Madrasa Aminiya in Delhi. And Mufti Sahib is was busy from 7 o'clock till 12 o'clock also. When 12 o'clock he's come to his house, they all mention Mufti Sayyid Sahib. When he's come all 12 o'clock and just set to eat lunch time. And after lunch, little but qailullah, and day after again, they work of iftar also. Mufti Sahib sat and start to lunch, somebody knock. Then, Mufti Sahib, وَكَانَتِ اللُّقْمَةُ بِيَدَهِ Piece of bread in hand of Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib is come out and open the door and ask, bhai, what do you want? He said, Hazrat, I want to ask some masla, man. He said, you want to ask some masla? He said, all right, sir. He said, Mufti Sahib put this piece of roti on the dastarkhan. Then his wife say, ye salan thanda ho jayega. First you eat, otherwise the tarkari became cold. First you eat and day after you can go. Mufti Sahib kehte hain, ke pet mein jane ke baad garam bhi thanda hi ho jata hai. What is anything go in our stomach is not hot, but when you go inside, automatically it became cold. Ye abhi cold nahi hoga, future mein ho jayega, abhi isko thanda ho jane do. I leave it is full. Mufti Sahib come that side. And he said, all right, by bring your paper. And same time, no need to check aapke masail aur unka hal. No need to check Shami also. No need to check Durre Mukhtar also. No need to check like Fatawa Darul Ulum also. And same time give answer. That is Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Anyway, we come back to the story of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. Abdullah bin Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ say, give me contact number. From contact number, I bring story of Mufti Kifayatullah sahab. Mufti sahab never asked, you never make an appointment, bhai. How can you come now? Same time give answer Mufti Kifayatullah. And in Talim al-Islam, the Muqaddama also is wrote. But our students, the Talim al-Islam, small kitab, how can I read Muqaddama of Talim al-Islam? I read Muqaddama of Fatuhul Bari and Umdatul Khari. Talim al-Islam, ye meri shan mein be-adbi hai. Ya, ye be-adbi ho jayegi. And Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali wrote, I read on this Muqaddama, the many students of Sheikh ul-Hind. But Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he say 80% knowledge of Sheikh ul-Hind, he got Mufti Kifayatullah. Sometimes our thing is Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, he's okay also. But Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali say, most of knowledge of Sheikh ul-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, he gone to Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib. He wrote in Muqaddama of Talim al-Islam. In new edition you can check. That is Mufti Kifayatullah. Rahimahullahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anyway, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala say, give me your contact number. And it is okay when he gets contact number also. Then what meaning? He take my contact number. That is meaning, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala got intention, he want to give it his daughter to me. Otherwise, he never take my contact number. He said, no, give it me contact number. And he said, give full address also, where you stay in Makkah, Mukarrama, house number, and street number, and from Haram, how can we can find out your house? Right side, left side, how street, he give all the detail. When Umrah is over, Allahu Akbar, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala went to Medina Munawwara and suddenly he gets sick. But never passed away on this sickness, but suddenly he gets sick. When Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala suddenly he gets sick, then he called all the family members and say, bhai, one of my wasiyat remember. He say, what is the your wasiyat? And Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala say, when I was last journey on Makkah Mukarrama, I making tawaf, one of young men come to me, and he went to marry what our beloved daughter. I never make promise, but like promise, if I want to pass away, please give it my daughter on this young on his nikah. Then family member asked, you promise? To wahan Urdu mein tarjama kiya hai. Maine vaada nahi kiya, lekin mere kalam ko usne vaade par mahmool kiya hai. I never promise, but he is thinking, I promise. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, al-mu'min iza wa'ada wafa. Mu'min when makes promise, he can't break promise. And ulama is written, family member, give his daughter of Abdullah bin Umar on this young. That is Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Like Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Qadi Shuraih, Allahu Akbar. Qadi Shuraih, I mentioned few important points, life story of Qadi Shuraih. Day after, inshallah, we'll finish up. Qadi Shuraih, he actually from, original from Yemen. And in time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala in Kufa, and that time also in Kufa, more than 10,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram. And day after Kufa is came big town also, and now also. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, he opened in Kufa, because at that time more than 20,000-25,000 Muslim, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala opened, one Islamic Supreme Court in Kufa. Now question is coming, who is Chief Justice for Supreme Court of Kufa? Then, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala decided to send Qadi Shuraih. And Qadi Shurain, Supreme Court of Kufa, he was Chief Justice till 60 years. Time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, time of Hazrat Usman bin Affan, time of Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib, and time of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and even time of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan also, and time of Ziyad ibn Abi also. One very, very interesting story of Qadi Shurai, rahimahullah ta'ala. I read one kitab, and this kitab name in Urdu kitab, and wrote this kitab, Qadi Mujahidul Islam Sahib Qasimi, rahimahullah ta'ala. And name of this kitab, Islami Adalat. There is a Qadi Sahib kitab, very, very famous kitab. I think more than 450 pages. Bayad had directly when Qadi Sahib come here in South Africa, in Mehman Khana of Darul Ulum Zakaria, then somebody asked Qadi Sahib, Qadi Sahib, mashallah, you write very good kitab, Islami Adalat. Then Qadi Sahib say, if Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala give me time, and if Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala give barakat on my life, and my health is help me, then inshallah, my this kitab, Islami Adalat, I want to make finish up in 25 volume. In 25 volume. But, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ happened, what Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Qadi Sahib get sick, and he's passed away, and he wrote only one volume, Islami Adalat. In Muqaddama, Qadi Mujahidul Islam Sahib wrote about Qadi Shurai. And he said, Qadi Shurai, how great person. And day after he said, my kitab is got limited page. If you want to see more detail of Qadi Shurai, then he can check in Wafayatul Ayan. So I say, mashallah, we get point. I went to Kutub Khana, I take our Wafayatul Ayan and Qadi Shurai. In the life story of Qadi Shurai, and he wrote many, many things. And how beautiful is Qadi Shurai? In Hadith, Al-Mustashar Mu'tamanun. If somebody come to us in Mashwara, then Mashwara dene wala amanat dar hota hai. He can't make khyanat also in Mashwara. Allahu Akbar. When he was in Kufa, Qadi Shurai, then Ziyad bin Abi. But Ziyad bin Abi got long story, man. And our time also, we were going to go to airport also. Ziyad bin Abi. And he was Zalim. Because Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, first number, and day after second number, Ziyad bin Abi. Ziyad bin Abi, and that time, Abdullah bin Umar also until alive. Then Ziyad bin Abi, one time, he said in Majlis, and what did he say? أَخَذْتُ بِيَسَارِ كُوفَةَ وَبَسْرَةَ وَالْآنَ يُرِيدُ بِيَمِينِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ الشَّرِيفَيْنِ What says Ziyad? I took over from my left hand, Kufa also, Basra also, everything my control. Now from my right hand, I want to control Makkah Mukarrama also and Madina Munawwara also. Because here Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala no. And that side Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Very, very interesting history also. Anyway, but what he say, I took over Kufa from my left hand. Now I want to take over Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Munawwara from my right hand. When he say like this, then somebody informed to Abdullah bin Umar. And Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, if he take over Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Munawwara, big problem, Hajj, Umrah, everything. Then Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala make two rakat namaz. Allahu Akbar. Man adali waliyan faqad azantuhu bil harbi. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala make two rakat namaz. And after two rakat namaz, Abdullah bin Umar say, Ya Rabbi, alayka yameena Ziyad bin Abi. Ya Rabbi, alayka yameena Ziyad bin Abi. Oh my Allah, before he take over Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Munawwara, you take over his right hand. You take over his right hand. When Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala make dua, mustajab ad-dawat. And he make dua one side, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And in Wafayatul Ayan, Allahu Akbar, he wrote, one side dua is finished. And Ziyad told his people, same time, I got some pan in my hand. And same time, pan is in the start. And too much pan. And he got some problem. He can't moving his hand also. Then he called to some hakim and some doctor on that time. They give some medication also, like on that time, this medication. He said, go and come back after 1 week. But nothing to change. He again went. Then few of Hakimis came. And they decide, now necessary, last step, very, very necessary, we cut your hand. Very necessary, cut your hand. Wafayatul ayan. Then Ziyad say, cut is my hand is necessary. He said, yes. That is why we give all the time advice, don't give any harm to pious people. Why? Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ If we give any trouble to pious people, he can't take a revenge. But Allah direct is coming. And Allah Subhanahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala take revenge direct from his side. He never take any revenge, but he take. Then Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala na dua is accept. But what the interesting point. Anyway, Ziyad say, all right, no problem. But he say, you know, sometime in our community also somebody gets sick. And he say, by doctor say necessary to make operation. But I say, all right, doctor sahab say, but before I make operation, I just make mashwara with Maulana Naeem sahab. What is the advice? If Hazrat Maulana Naeem sahab say, Mufti Saleh ji sahab say, in our area like, alright, we can ask Mufti Razaul Haq sahab also, and Maulana Shabbir sahab also, they our akabirin, they give last advice, then we can say Bismillah, otherwise leave it. Then, Ziyad bin Abi say, I can't make my operation, I don't want to cut my hand, until I make mashwara with Qazi Shureh. Allahu Akbar. Then people is get happy. If Ziyad bin Abi came to Qazi Shureh and asked, what is your advice? Then Qazi Shureh says, Alika ma kunna nabghi. Yeah, start man. Ji. Or at any way, Ziyad bin Abi come to Qazi Shureh. And he asked, and he got in many, many masail, different opinion. Qadi Shurai, many, many masail, many, many things. He got different opinion with Ziyad bin Abi. And Qadi Sahib is no, he's zalim. And he killed many, many Muslim people also. But when Ziyad came to Qadi Shurai and asked Qadi Shurai, Hazrat, what your advice, man? They all, the doctor and Hakim say, they want to cut my hand. What you would advise? I can cut my hand? Then Allahu Akbar. What Qadi Shurai say? Qadi Shurai say, ye story, acha, there's another story, inshallah, is coming now. Anyway, Qadi Shurai say, hal turidu an talqiya ma'allahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. You want to make mulaqat with Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala? When you passed away, he said, yes, uridu liqa Allah. I want to meet Allah Ta'ala, and I want to make musaba kama yaliqu bishani, but Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you want to make mulaqat, but you are right hand, but Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, my advice, don't make operation. Leave it like this. Because life is short. And why you go, but you are cut hand, in the court of Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you go with your hand, Now another stories come out. All right. Pehle usko bayan karta hu, phir uske baad. Our shariat two things. One is azimat and one is ruksat. Sometime we can take azimat and sometime is ruksat. Yesterday also I promised Maulana Huzaifa, I mentioned inshallah ta'ala in morning, in very great alim in Makkah Mukadrama, in Riyadh, Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh Al-Usaymiyyin. And I give reference also now. Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh Al-Usaymiyyin. Very, very great alim. He was in Riyadh. And one masjid in Riyadh, he also, imam also in this masjid, till 42 or 44 years. And I check in our Kutub Khana, he wrote in Arabic language more than 70 kitab. And his son, when he's come, Darul Uloom Zakaria, and Maulana Shabbir of some ustad is talk, his whole kitab was his father, he sent to our madrasa Darul Uloom Zakaria. And one is section there, Kutubun li Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Usaymiyyin, I counted more than 70 kitab. The Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Usaymiyyin, time of Malik Fahad, he got a very, very big sickness, he get cancer. Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Usaymiyyin. There are many, many stories, I mentioned only one, about, abhi maine kaha na ki kaatna, to kaatne se dusra kaatna yaad aa jata hai, wo connection mil jata hai, network jo hai, wo saamne aa jata hai. Anyway, when Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Usaymiyyin will get cancer, then Shah Fahd request to Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Usaymiyyin, I want to send in America, then you get medication from there, and everything Allah hisab al-hukuma. I spend all, chartered flight, you can go there and make ilad there, medication. Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Usaymiyyin say, Wallahi, la uridu an atruka al-haramayn al-sharifayn. Wallahi, I don't want to leave Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Munawwara. I don't want to go out of Saudi Arabia. But Shah Fahd say, ilaj sunnah, bhai. You can go and try. Then Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Usaymiyyin, he went to America. He admin in hospital also. What is khadim also. Then Sheikh say, don't start any medication until you people ask me, inform me. If he yatakallamu bil arabiya, tarajjim, yatakallamu bil injaliziya, tarajjim bil arabiya, summa ba'da thalika. If doctor is speaking English, you translate for me in Arabic and wait my advice and my right. Day after we can start medication, otherwise we don't want to start medication. He said, all right, Hazrat. They put in hospital also in America from, by order, Malik Fahad. When doctor is come and check everything, then they decide like in cancer, chemotherapy. Then she asks his khadim, hal lihaza dawai asarul ziddi. Any medication I use, this medication got side effect also. So he asked doctor, his khadim, any side effect also? He said, yeah, side effect also. Then Sheikh asked, what the side effect? Okay, when chemotherapy starts, first side effect, all the hair is come out. From head also. And they often ask, amma bin nisbate hazihi maza rayukum. But what do you say about my lihya? This the hair of my lihya also is come out. Then khadim asked doctor, from on top head it come out is no problem. But what is the condition of dari? Then doctor say, no, all the hair dari also is come out. When he say like that, and khadim is explained to Hazrat, then what say Hazrat? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat ne kya kaha? Adkhulu fil qabri ma cancer, walakin la adkhulu al qabra bidun lihya. What he say? I can go my qabr with the cancer, but I don't want to go my qabr without my dari. Without my dari. That is azimat and ruksat. That is what ruksat. But he say, I don't want to take ruksat. I make amal on azimat. And they stop totally medication. I don't want to use any medication. He come back from America, but never start chemotherapy also. Why? Because dhari is important. This one is important. That is ittibai sunnah. Mere bhaiyo, hum maulvi hone ka khamokha dawa karta hai wallah. Hamare liye to malum nahi, sari duniya hame alim kehti hai. Allah ke yahan hamara naam kis mein hoga, ye to Allah hi ko malum hai. To yahan khair, I come back to the story of Ziyad bin Abi. Sheikh say, adkhulu ma adkhulu fi qabri, main apni qabr ke andar mein jaunga. I can enter my qabr with the cancer, but I don't want to go my qabr without my beard, without my dadi. He never started medication and come back. 2001, he passed away in Makkah Mukarrama and buried Jannatul Mu'alla. That is Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Usaymiyyin. There are many, many stories also. And Maulana Abdul Rauf Sahab Ghaznavi, he also one of the students of Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Usaymiyyin. And he wrote one kitab in Urdu language, Hikayate Maharo Wafa. And he mentioned he was in Riyadh, which was Asadida, he took benefit. He mentioned the whole story on kitab, Hikayate Maharo Wafa. I also got this kitab in my house also. Anyway, Ziyad bin Abi came to Qadir Shuraih and he asked, he said, my advice, because already you are old also, you seek also, and life is very, very short. My advice, you don't want to cut your right hand and live it like that. When you die, inshallah ta'ala, you going with your right hand in qabr. Anyway, Ziyad bin Abi accept advice from Qadi Shuraih and he never make operation. Alright, that is the finished story. Then many, many ulama came to Qadi Shuraih. He said, you waste a man golden chance. Why are you wasting golden chance? He said, what is the problem? What is golden chance? He said, he killed what right and many, many people. Now golden chance to take revenge. And you can tell him, if you want to make operation tomorrow, not tomorrow, now. Please go to now. Don't delay. My advice, go now. Then, ulama say, why you man lost golden chance also? Then Qadi Shuraih also say, I also want, he can die, and every single piece of body being separate. That is it. Meri bhi ye tamanna hai. Walakin al-an. Qadi Shuraih ne kaha ki, I also like this, ke he want to die. But now he came to make mashwara with me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, al-mustashar mu'tamanun. And in mashwara time, wallahi, I can't make khyanat but my enemy also. I can't make khyanat but my enemy also. I know he's enemy for sahaba, and enemy for tabi'in also. He killed many, many people, but now he came to my house, and he want to advise, and advise time, I can't make khyanat. وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Or one more two story day after finish. Abhi inshallah 10 minutes baki hain. Live with nashta in airport. Otherwise in job again inshallah ta'ala. Or Qadi Shuraih rahimahullah ta'ala, his son, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada lillah walau ala anfusikum awil walidain wal aqrabin. Qadi Shuraih, his son, this also in Wafayatul Ayan also, and another kitab also, his son got some problem, money problem, wealth problem, big amount, but somebody. Now case in came in Supreme Court of Kufa. Now one side his own son, and another side somebody else. Now Qadi Shuraih say, kash makash. Now real imtihan is came. He said, one side my own son, and another side, another people, and case came in front of me. And Qadi Sahib said, I read both file. File of my son also, and file of opposite party also. When everything is read, Qadi Shuraih Sahib, he said, many, many time, in come my mind, I can make a decision, in favor of my son. But any time I try to take decision in favor of my son, I remember this ayat. وَنَدَعُ بَابُ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Anyway, I read on both sides file, and thereafter I take last decision. My son totally 100% is wrong, and this person is right. This money not for my son, but this person, and give it to him. All the big amount. All right, when the story is over, then his son came, and they sat on the supper time. Then his son asked to Qadi Shuray, Ya Abate, oh my beloved father, all right, you take decision against of me, no problem. But before you take last decision, you can make compromise also. If we make compromise, then 50% I got, 50% he's got. Allahu Akbar. Qadi Shuray say, I know. Wasulhu khair. Compromise is all right. But I know, if I make compromise until you get something, but his men get big loss. In compromise also, for your little benefit, I can't try getting loss. Qadi Mujahidul Islam sahab ne ye waqia likhne ke baad likha hai, ye duniya Qadi Shuray jaise logon se qaim hai. Ye duniya Qadi Shuray jaise logon se qaim hai. Ke apni aulaad ko bhi khayal nahi kiya. Aur ye kaha ke no compromise also here. Why if I make compromise, you get something. And he get big loss also. One story of Qadi Shuray, and day after is finished. He give good advice for his son. Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son, if you get any difficulty and any problem, don't tell anybody beside Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. He say, why? Then Qadi Shuray say, if you tell any problem, any difficulty, if you tell anybody, this another person, huwa la yakhlu min halatain. He la yakhlu min halatain. Maybe he is your friend, or maybe he is your enemy. If he is your friend, then tahazunuhu. You also said, and your friend also he said, yeah, my friend has got problem. And when my friend is get problem, then I also get his problem. وَلَوْ كَانَ عَدُوَّكَ. And if you inform to anybody, and if he's your enemy, then he became happy, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. From long time I make dua, you come in problem time. You know, sometime we told somebody, boy, this man is get big problem, man. So ulama say from outside what we say, inna lillah. And inside say, alhamdulillah, it is okay. Because he drive beer, now he's come bicycle. Yeah. Yeah, he got new model for Toyota, now coming, mashallah, ta'ala, making like this. Allahu Akbar, another story is come. Al-Qama bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala. But limit this one. And thereafter, what's the Qadi Shuray? Allahu Akbar. وَرْدَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُونَ غَنَ النَّاتِ. Qadi Shuray say, oh my beloved son, from last 15 years, I lost my right side eye from last 15 years. I can't see from last 15 years time, from last 15 years. Only I just see one side. Totally one side is eye, totally is finished. But I never tell your mother also. And all the time say, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَسِّي وَهُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I never tell from last 15 years time, my right side eye is totally finished. I make complaint and shikayat, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَسِّي وَهُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So what is the Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi say? وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Reza Ajmeri sahab, Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri sahab, in Taziyati Bayan, he mentioned this story. Sheikh Al-Hadith Darul Ulum Ashrafiya, Maulana Muhammad Reza Ajmeri sahab, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, passed away 1994, 25 November, day of Jummah, before day of Jummah, before Fajr Azan. Azan is start, and Hazrat say, Ashadu Allah, ilaha illallah, and passed away one hospital in Surat. 1994, 25 November, day of Jummah, what the Fajr Azan, he passed away. Hazrat also got the operation, Moti operation, but totally is fell. And Mufti Ahmad Sahib say, Hazrat only told me, my operations, mera operation kamyab nahi hua. Abhi main nahi dekh sakta hu. Aur ye kaha kisi ko kehna mat. Kaha puri zindagi ek aankh se nahi dekh sake. But never bought anybody. Never tell anybody. Aur kehte the, raza bil qaza. Last story and day after finish. Eh? Last story. And what is the Saad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala. And this is the story mentioned Sheikh Muhammad Awama, Al-Ahadithul Qudsiyah. Ahadithul Qudsiyah, very, very famous kitab, and mashallah, very good kitab also. Then, Sheikh Awama mentioned this story, when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, when he came from Madinah Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama, some ulama say, on Hajjatul Wada time, and some ulama say Fateh Makkah Mukarrama time, both narration also, and lengthy story in Abu Dawood also, and Sharah of Abu Dawood, the Durrul Manzoor, Allah Sunan Abi Dawood, Maulana Aqil Sahib also is mentioned, they, about, when he's come, when Makkah Mukarrama time, or maybe Hajjatul Wada time, they is mentioned. But this story, Sheikh Amama is mentioned, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, when Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala no came Makkah Mukarrama, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala no mustajab ad-da'wat. And what is the meaning mustajab ad-da'wat? Any dua Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas make, Allah ta'ala accepts same time. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab all the time mention, Iyaka wa da'watu Sa'din, Iyaka wa da'watu Sa'din, Iyaka wa da'watu Sa'din. Please and please, go, don't give any harm to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. If Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas make dua, Allah Ta'ala same time accept dua of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And why Allah Ta'ala accept dua of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, O Nabi of Allah, any dua, any wazifa, and like our South Africa, any ta'weez. Hazrat, give any ta'weez. When I put this ta'weez, Allah accept my dua. Very easy way. So write one dua. By put your right hand, Allah accept your dua all the time. So any wazifa, any dua, any ta'weez. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no any ta'weez, no any wazifa, and no any dua. Atib ta'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wat. O Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, make your earning is halal. You became mustajab ad-da'wat. Atib ta'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wat. Then he became mustajab ad-da'wat. When he came Makkah Mukarrama, and we know big buzruk came from Medina. Like in our South Africa, some big buzruk came from Pakistan, India. All the time people is going. Why are they going? Ask some ta'weez. So people of Makkah Mukarrama came to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. One person came, Hazrat, my job is lost, man, make dua. Yeah, I got financial problem. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas make dua. And after make dua, he told, come Asr time and inform to me. Problem sort out or not sort out. Not only just make dua and finish the story. Now another kissa is came. Yes, alun nas amma fil nas. Shama'il tirmidhi. But leave it next time, inshallah ta'ala. Anyway, and what is the story of Rabia bin Ka'ab Aslami? Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya also is mentioned. Lekin wo Maulana Hansa kehte hain, abhi bas kar do, finish ho gaya. Alright, 2 minute time. Anyway, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala no make dua. He say, bhai, you go and come and inform to me at that time. Your problem sorted out, go. Inshallah, everything is come right. He came at that time. And he said, Hazrat, you make dua. And alhamdulillah, I got phone call from one factory. He looking some manager. I got job from tomorrow morning. Sallallahu Akbar, Allah Akbar. Same time problem is sorted out. Then one of friends, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala no told, Sare jahan se ba khabar, apne jahan se be khabar. Sare jahan se ba khabar, aur apne jahan se be khabar. You got worry about the whole dunya, and never make worry about you. He said, what? You got big problem, man. You totally blind. Why you never make dua for you? And make dua for everybody. and sorted our problem for everybody. Why you never sorted out your problem? Then Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas say, I know, if I make dua, Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala make my eye right. But qaza'ullahi ahabbu ilayya min raddil basare. I am happy what my Allah take decision about me. I can't make dua for me. I can make dua for everybody, but I can't make dua for me. Qaza'ullahi ahabbu ilayya min raddil basare ilayya. تو میں نے تو آیت پڑھی تھی بند الموازین القسطیں, لیکن پھر انشاءاللہ و تبارک و تعالی when we came next time then انشاءاللہ و تبارک و تعالی کہنی ہون. تو یہ ہے باب قول اللہ تعالی وندع الموازین القسط لیوم القیامہ. انصاف بہت ضروری ہے میرے بھائیو. اللہ مجھے بھی اس کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, آپ کو بھی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اللہ تعالی جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے حضرت مولانا نعیم صاحب کو اور آپ سب حضرات کو. انا رجل جاہل, میں تو جاہل آدمی ہوں. لا عارف شیئن, کچھ زیادہ معلومات نہیں ہے. نہیں زیادہ کیا, کچھ بھی معلومات نہیں ہے. لا علم لنا, کچھ بھی نہیں ہے. اچھا اور ایک بات یاد آگئے, دیکھو وہ تو میں بھول ہی گیا. اللہ اکبر. What I am say, like قاضی شرح سے, if you get any problem, don't tell anybody. Maybe he is your friend or maybe he is your enemy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also say, Al-Qama bin Harith, وہ بھی ابھی رہ گیا, لیکن یہ بہت interesting ہے, سمجھاتا ہوں. In commentary of Surah Fatiha, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote, Kalimatu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen in commentary of this word, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. And this commentary of Surah Fatiha, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote 246 page. Only commentary of Surah Fatiha. And very small writing. Whatever copy I got, very small writing. If we make a little bit big writing, then more than 600 page. Only. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi saying, Allahu Akbar, how's great people. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi saying, Alhamdulillah kalimatun jaleelatun. And thereafter say, Alhamdulillah kalimatun jaleelatun. Walakin li istamaliha mawadiya khasa. Yambaghi lirrajul alla yastamila hadhihi alkalimata فی غیر موازیہ فی غیر موازیہ. یہ سے الحمدللہ is very very good word, but الحمدللہ also used way correct way. If you use wrong way, that is not right. And thereafter is mentioned story of Sirri Sakhti rahmatullah alayhi. And what is the lesson? If any Muslim got any problem, we can't say alhamdulillah. Like I mentioned, from outside we say inna lillah. And inside what we say? Alhamdulillah. And he mentioned the story of Sirri Sakhti rahmatullah alayhi. Sirri Sakhti rahmatullah alayhi say, Ihtaraqat al-dakakino fi suq Baghdad. In Baghdad, many shop of Muslim, they get firing and burn. And thereafter, when he get news, then Sirri Sakhti rahmatullah alayhi ask, what happened about my shop? He said, no, alhamdulillah, your shop is very far, he's safe. When he heard like that, then he said, alhamdulillah. But Sirri Sakhti rahmatullah alayhi say, this is alhamdulillah, wrong time, wrong place. Because why say alhamdulillah? And alhamdulillah, what meaning? Alhamdulillah, they burn. And my shop is never burn. He said, this small mistake from last 30 years, astaghfirullah. I make istighfar from last 30 years. Just say, one alhamdulillah, wrong place. Because when I heard, all the shop is burned, and my shop is safe. Then I say, alhamdulillah. Day after I think, because I never say alhamdulillah to shukar, but I say alhamdulillah, get happy. And that is this big guna. I say, I make istighfar, munzu salasina sanatan. Oh, why anybody get problem, just say, inna lillah. Don't say, alhamdulillah. चलो भाई बात लंबी हो गई, माफ करना, मैंने तो 15 मिनट का कहा था। सुभान अल्लाह व बिहम्दिही, सुभानक अल्लाहुम्मा व बिहम्दिक, व नशहदु अल्ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत, नस्तगफिरुका व नतूबु इलैक।